The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Condors may be the largest birds in North America, but they were and still are scarce. The bird was among the first animals to be protected by the Endangered Species Act in the 1970s. But habitat loss, hunting, DDT contamination, and above all, lead poisoning continued to plague the condor, and ultimately the species was reduced to a mere 23 individuals in the 1980s. That's when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and their partners decided they had to step in. In 1987, all of the remaining wild condors were captured and put into captive breeding programs. Chicks that are hatched in captivity are typically released into the wild before the age of two. But reproduction can be slow among the species. Females only lay one egg per nesting season. Today, though, there are more condors soaring in the skies than there are in captivity. The population now is close to 270, with another 150 or so in captivity. So what was the turning point for the species? Chicks that were hatched in captivity and released into the wild are now producing their own wild chicks. That's a major milestone in the march to recovery.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.